From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, news across the country, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo announces fuel price increase. Government assures national stocks of rice and other foodstuffs sufficient to last until the end of the year. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo stated that the decision to increase fuel prices in the country was the government's last option. At the press conference at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Saturday, the head of state noted that the government had taken every action to protect the people from fluctuations in the world oil prices, such as ready direct cash assistance for fuel for 20.65 million beneficiaries to be given 4 times. The government has also prepared a budget for 16 million workers with minimum salary in the form of wage subsidy assistance. The president said that the government was committed to targeting the right beneficiaries in disbursing the assistance. The Indonesian government has assured that the national stocks of rice and other foodstuffs are sufficient to last until the end of 2022. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Airlangga Hartarto informed it in a statement after a limited coordination meeting on food policy in Jakarta on Saturday. He said the government is intensively monitoring and evaluating the implementation of national food policies so that they are in line with current conditions. This is to ensure that the food needs of the people can be met equitably. The coordination meeting on Friday, September the 2nd, also decided that the National Food Agency will task the State Logistic Agency with strengthening the government's rice reserve stock by purchasing grains or rice through a flexible price mechanism. Indonesian President Joko Widodo stated that the distribution of direct cash assistance for the transfer of subsidy on fuel will be conducted across all districts and cities in Indonesia next week. He stated this on Saturday while reviewing the distribution of the assistance in Lampung Province, Sumatra Island. The president assessed that the distribution of aid had so far gone well and smoothly. In addition to Bandar Lampung City, Lampung Province, the president visited Jayapura District, Papua Province, and Tanimbar Islands District in Maluku Province to review the disbursement of assistance. The government distributed several forms of social assistance to anticipate the impact of increasing fuel prices. This news broadcast is coming your way over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Deposed Sri Lankan President Gotabaya Rajapaksa faced calls for his arrest on Saturday, September the 3rd, after returning home from self-imposed exile under the protection of his successor's government. Rajapaksa fled the island nation under military escort in July after a huge crowd stormed his official residence following months of angry demonstrations against his government. Leaders of the protest campaign that toppled his government said Rajapaksa, who lost his presidential immunity after leaving office, should now be brought to justice for causing such misery for the 22 million people of Sri Lanka. Germany's gas supply situation is currently guaranteed, but the situation is tense and further deterioration cannot be ruled out. The country's network regulation said after Russia's Gazprom extended an outage of the Nord Stream 1 pipeline. Russia scrapped on Saturday, September the 3rd, deadline to resume flows via the pipeline, saying it had found an oil leak in a turbine during maintenance. The UK's drug regulator said Saturday, September the 3rd, it had approved an updated COVID-19 jab by Pfizer-BioNTech targeting the original virus and a subvariant ahead of an autumn booster drive. The so-called bivalent jabs works for both the original virus that emerged in the China city of Wuhan in 2019 and the BA.1 subvariant of Omicron. The UK Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency approved the Pfizer jab as a booster for those aged 12 and over after a careful review of the evidence. Last item. For the second time in 5 days, NASA on Saturday, September the 3rd, aborted an attempt to launch its giant next-generation rocket, citing a stubborn fuel leak that the space agency said could delay the debut mission of its Moon to Mars Artemis program by at least several weeks. The uncrewed test flight aimed at launching the capsule out to the moon and back was to have marked the inaugural voyage of both the SLS and Orion half a century after the last lunar mission of Apollo, the forerunner of the Artemis program. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Spotlight of the week is on Coordinating Minister Erlangga receives a communique on the result of the Urban Consensus 20. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto, as Chair 1 of the G20 Sherpa Track Division, received the Urban 20 communique, which was produced through a consensus mechanism. Erlangga Hartarto, in an official statement in Jakarta Wednesday, August the 31st, said that the Urban 20 communique produced a number of things that became the main concern, namely investment in residential health, sustainable energy transition, as well as education and training. These three things will be part of the preparations for the summit meeting in November 2022. In the future, more people will live in urban areas, and this will be a challenge and hope. In more detail, Erlangga Hartarto said the U20 urban communique called for action in 3 main areas related to health and shelter investment as the basis for economic and social recovery for all. In addition, fostering the sustainable energy transition and equitable access to sustainable mobility and providing education and training on the future of employment to gain equitable access to employment opportunities. Urban 20 is one of the G20 engagement groups, which is a forum for bringing together cities from G20 member countries under a common framework to discuss global economic, climate, and development issues. In addition, the Urban 20 also formed a joint attitude by issuing recommendations in the form of the Urban 20 communique to be considered by the chair of the G20 and heads of state of the G20 members. The delivery of the Urban 20 communique was also witnessed by the delegation of countries that are members of the Urban 20 at the City Hall of Jakarta. This 20 urban communique was supported by 44 mayors, the highest numbers of support so far. Apart from Urban 20, several other engagement groups have also produced communiques, In the next month or two, there will also be many meetings from both the engagement group and the working group. There are 10 engagement groups and 12 working groups in the implementation of the G20. Well, that was this week's Spotlight. I'll begin today in history with September the 4th, 1948. Queen Wilhelmina of the Netherlands abdicates. Queen Wilhelmina was Queen of the Netherlands from 1890 to 1948. She ruled the Netherlands for more than 50 years. Her reign witnessed several turning points in the Netherlands and world history, namely World War I, World War II, the 1933 economic crisis, and also the fall of the Netherlands as a colonial ruler. She is best remembered for her role in World War II, where she was an inspiration to the Dutch people. After the war, Queen Wilhelmina decided to move from the palace to a house in The Hague for 8 months and visited all corners of the country to motivate the Dutch people. On September 4, 1948, Wilhelmina handed over the reins of power to her daughter, Princess Juliana, for health reasons. Turning next to September 4, 1971, the Alaska Airlines plane crash. Alaska Airlines Flight 1866 was a commercial flight from Anchorage, Alaska to Seattle, Washington with an intermediate stop. On September 4, 1971, the plane crashed into a mountain in Haynesboro near Juneau, Alaska, while about to land. 111 people died as a result of this accident. This is Alaska Airlines' first crash. This accident was also the worst in the United States history until June the 24th, 1975, when the Eastern Airlines Flight 66 crashed. I'll end today in history with September the 4th, 1988. Google is founded. Google Incorporation is an American multinational company engaged in internet services and products. These products include search technology, web computing, software, and online advertising. Google was founded by Larry Page and Sergey Brin while still PhD students at Stanford University. They both hold 16% of the company's share. They made Google a private company on September 4, 1998. Google is widely known for its web search services. That was today in history.
penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. 你的口罩, 保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
VOI listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply a letter from Juichi Yamada in Japan. He was listening to an English program on July 2022 through frequency 4750 kHz and on July 23rd through website voinews.id. Hello sir, thank you for your reception report on our broadcast. As appreciation, I will play a beautiful song special for you. So, happy listening!
Sambil berdendang ku coba tuliskan lagu. Ceritakan tentang indah wajahmu. Hayalanku pun menari-nari. Ku bayangkan jika kau ada di sini. Menulis dan bernyanyi bersamaku. Menulis kisah tentang kau dan aku. Nantikan ku datang, jumpai dirimu. Habiskan malam bersamamu. Jagalah hatimu, tunggulah diriku. Ku kan kembali bersamamu. Bersamamu. Saat kau tersenyum menggenggam tanganku waktu hujan turun. Betapa ku rindukan saat itu. Dan bila suatu hari nanti ku kan pergi lagi untuk mengejar mimpi. Kan ku simpan senyummu dalam hati. Untuk bekal ku bermimpi di malam hari. Nantikan ku datang, jumpai dirimu. Habiskan malam bersamamu. Jagalah hatimu, tunggulah diriku. menyaksikan malam bersamamu. Nantikan ku datang jumpai dirimu, habiskan malam bersamamu. Jagalah
still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on Papua, the sports province. During a visit to Papua at the end of August, President Joko Widodo said that Papua deserves to be called a sport province. According to the president, many sport athletes from the easternmost province in Indonesia show great talent and achievements. After inaugurating the Papua Football Academy, President Joko Widodo said, not neglecting the main formal education, fostering good and correct young talents in Papua will create strong and high-achieving athletes. For Indonesia, Papuan athletes support Indonesia's achievement in various international championships such as in rowing, soccer, athletics. The embedding of the Papuan Sports Province also refers to the international standard sports facilities found on the island. Various facilities of international standard were built in Papua to succeed the 2021 National Sport Weeks. Therefore, the president asked the Papuan people to take care of all the facilities that have been built to support and build outstanding athletes. Meanwhile, Chairman of the Commission 10 of the House of Representatives, Saiful Huda, agreed and encouraged the Ministry of Youth and Sports to map the potential in each region, like Papua, which has the potential for sportsmen in soccer, athletics, and rowing, considering the province's geography. Therefore, Saiful Huda encouraged the Ministry of Youth and Sports to immediately follow up on mapping the potential of regional athletes in accordance with the specification of skills and sports fields, adding that the rules are already in the law. That was My Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, now we'll reply to an email from Paul Jame in Australia who was listening to our broadcast in French. Hello sir, thank you for your reception on our broadcast. Your email has been forwarded to the French section. Please be patient for the reply. Now I'm gonna play you a beautiful song to brighten up your day. So, Mr. Paul Jame, here is the song and keep listening to Voice of Indonesia.
Sayangku, pertanyaan yang bodoh. Maaf, ku hanya ingin dengar suara kamu saat kau bilang kau cinta.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Semuan Beach is located in Semuan Hamlet, approximately 40 kilometers at the southern end of Wonogiri, Central Jawa. This beach has a beautiful natural feel. Because it's beautiful, some people think that this is God's masterpiece at the edge of Wonogiri. In the Semuan Beach area, there are three high hills that can be used as a place to enjoy the scenery and take photos. In addition, access to the three hills is very good, so it is very easy for tourists to go there. Semuan Beach not only has great waves, but also corals that forms beautiful hills. In addition, the stretch of coral on this beach is an enchanting attraction for tourists. The large rocks that stand proudly on the Semuan Beach are the main attraction for rock climbing enthusiasts. The hallmark of Semuan Beach in Wonogiri is the many sharp rocks that dominate the shoreline. This causes this beach to be less comfortable when used for swimming and playing in the water. In addition, the waves at Semuan Beach are also very large, so this beach should not be used for swimming. But for those who have a hobby of fishing, you can bring your fishing gear here because many people are fishing while enjoying the stunning natural scenery of the sea. In addition, what adds to the exoticism of this beach in Wonogiri is the view in the form of limestone hills. Even though it is located at the edge and far from the city, the access to Semburan Beach is good. During the trip, you will see the beauty of the combination of karst rocks, hills, and plants typical of the region. If you are in the city of Solo, getting to Wonogiri is very easy. Now, apart from regular buses or other vehicles, you can take the train from Purwosari Station in Solo to Wonogiri Station. The length of the journey by train, called the rail bus, is approximately 1 hour 45 minutes. Then, at Wonogiri Station, you can rent a vehicle to get to Semuan Beach. Witnessing the beauty of Semuan Beach is not complete without enjoying some fresh young coconut while listening to the sound of the waves crashing against the big rocks. So, if you are in Central Jawa, especially in Solo, and want to relax for a while, take time to visit Semuan Beach. You will see a sight that can never be forgotten. That was Indonesian Wonder today. Tomorrow we will meet again with another interesting topic.
From From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Before we end our segment Listener's Mailbag for today, I would like to thank VOI listeners from all over the world who have congratulated Indonesia's 77th Independence Day.
International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
You just listened to the third song from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we'll present you Miscellany.
Today's miscellany is on Indonesia exports 1 ton of rendang and kalio spices to Norway. Indonesia will export 1 ton of rendang and kalio seasonings to Norway soon. The rendang and kalio seasonings were made by housewives who are members of the Women's Cooperative Association of Catering Exports in the city of Padang and will soon be available and served in Norway. They will be shipped in stages to Norway by Scanesia ES, a company owned by an Indonesian diaspora from West Sumatra, Amy Jorgensen. Scanesia is also a Norwegian company, supplier, and exporter of authentic food and seafood from Asia. The two traditional Indonesian spices are expected to be available at a number of supermarkets in Norway, including Storkast Norge, in October 2022. The Indonesian ambassador to Norway, Todung Mulya Lubis, at the shipping ceremony expressed his pride and emphasized the great potential of the Norwegian market for Indonesian products, especially culinary products. The provincial government of West Sumatra has actively promoted the culinary arts of West Sumatra to the international level. According to the Indonesian Embassy in Oslo, the enthusiasm of the Norwegian people for Indonesian cuisine has been reflected in the promotional activity Indonesia Culinary and Food Festival in Oslo on August 20, 2022. In this activity, various Indonesian specialties were bought by the Norwegian people. The owner of Scanesia, Amy Jorgensen, expressed her happiness for the realization of the dream of bringing rendang and kalio seasoning products from West Sumatra, micro, small, and medium enterprises to Norway. She also hopes that the exports can be a concrete contribution to help improve the economy of micro, small, and medium enterprises in West Sumatra. Scanesia AS is an importing company in Norway that has an important role in bringing Indonesian products to Norway. In 2021, Scanesia AS received the Prima Duta Award from the Indonesian government for its role in encouraging the export of Indonesian products. Well, that was Miscellany over Voice of Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
sedikit persaudaraan, gulita bertaburan bintang. Oh gemilang, kerap keruh sapa angat, mengenal jiwa yang tak padam. Derap geloranya terangi tapak hening. Terbitkan sentausa di sini.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the world.
Hi, VOI listeners. Today's edition of Music Corner presents you a song from Leodra. Liodra is an Indonesian female singer who comes from a talent search event on national private television. In her latest work, Liodra collaborates with an Indonesian composer, Andi Rianto, to release a remake of an old single entitled Sang Dewi, which means The Goddess. It is a popular song by Titi DJ, composed by Titi DJ and Andi Rianto in 2001. In this single, Andi Rianto, as the producer and arranger, wants to give a new color in the arrangement, considering the vocal character of Liodra. As a result, it is not only fresher, the song Sang Dewi, which is so attached to the figure of Titi DJ as the first singer, comes with new colors and more magnificent music. So, how is Liodra's version of Sang Dewi? Here you go, Sang Dewi by Liodra.
Begitu pun telingaku
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Blijf thuis, was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Thank you so much for listening to our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahma signing out. Thank you so much for listening. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.